from KQED.
It's a monster commute today for folks in the San Francisco Bay Area, as about 200,000 people who would otherwise get on a BART train have to find some other way to get to work or school. The workers of Bay Area Rapid Transit are on strike again for the second time in 4 months. Despite a reported deal on wages, pensions, and benefits, the talks foundered over changes to work rules proposed by management. Union negotiators claim these requests were intended to sink the talks at the last minute. Pete Castelli heads one of the biggest BART unions with more than 1,400 members, SEIU 1021.
It's the poison pill of trade your paycheck for your rights. That's where they left us, and that's when it fell apart today.
What work rule changes are they talking about? Union reps say the sticking points are scheduling flexibility and protections for whistleblowers reporting favoritism, sexual harassment, and so on. What does management say? Here's BART Board President Tom Radulovich.
I believe we've offered our unions the best wage and benefit package in the country, but unfortunately we're saddled with one of the worst sets of work rules in the country, which create a terrific amount of inefficiency. We need to correct that.
Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan released a statement urging BART management to, quote, reconsider and allow these negotiations to move into arbitration for the unresolved work rules issues. No new talks are scheduled, though, and the lead federal mediator working with the two sides is heading back to Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the roads are thick with traffic, and those who can telecommute or offset their hours are doing so. A number of local companies are providing free shuttles from regional train and ferry services. Ferries are tripling their capacity today, and local bus operators are also expanding options for beleaguered commuters. If you're stuck in this mess and can safely take a snap, send it our way. Tweet us at KQED News.